Hello and good evening and welcome to another episode of Soldiers of the Lights Ministries, Life's Lessons in Christ. Tonight, we're going to be still talking about facing difficulties in life. And if I had to give tonight a title of anything, it would be Facing Our Fears. I'm going to be coming from Psalms chapter 31, verses 9 through 15. And I'm going to be reading from the NIV version. I'm going to read the text or the scripture reading for tonight. And then I'm going to expound on the main text, which is 31 verses 13 and 14. And it reads, "Be merciful to me, O Lord, for I am in distress. My eyes grow weak with sorrow, my soul and my body with grief. My life is consumed by anguish, and my years by groaning. My strength fails because of my affliction, and my bones grow weak. Because of all of my enemies, I am at the utter contempt of my neighbors." This is David talking, I believe. I am a dread to my friends. Those who see me on the street flee from me. I am forgotten by them as though I were dead. I have become like broken pottery, for I hear the slander of many. There is terror on every side. They conspire against me and plot to take my life. But I trust in you, O Lord. I say, you are my God. My times are in your hands. Deliver me from my enemies and from those who pursue me. May the Lord bless the reading of the word. Now listen, let's go back to the text, you know, and I'm going to be reading that again from the King James Version. It says, "For I've heard the slander of many, fear on every side, while they took counsel together against me. They devised to take my life, but I trusted in thee. O Lord, I said, thou art my God." You know, have you ever asked this question or ever wondered, why do we fear? Why? You know, there's a number of things that can suggest that David was talking about in this time of calamity. Perhaps David was talking in retrospect to death. You know, one of the things about David is that he feared death. Death represents the loss of security. In Hamlet, Shakespeare wrote, "Death is the undiscovered country from whose born no traveler returns." You know, death was feared in the ancient world. In the Canaanite literature, Baal was given an additional weapon which to battle death. Fear was no stranger to David, but the king did not have the full revelation of the victory over death that we have in Jesus Christ. Still, an individual without Christ frightfully fears life's termination. Not only did David fear death, he also suffered anxiety. And I'm pretty sure that when he was in great turmoil, when he was on the run, I'm pretty sure he probably was stressed. He suffered great anxiety. He was probably suppressed, oppressed, depressed, whatever you want to call it. During that time, David faced the fear of death. And then another thing that we might come into question when we say, what do we fear, is anguish. You know, David suggested that his strength had failed. The word comes from a term that means to stumble. And then, you know, there are many of us like David, we fear criticism. David feared slander, right? The thought of gossip terrified him. One may fear what others say, but life cannot be lived in fear. David learned this lesson. He discovered somehow within himself, he had to overcome fear. And listen, that's many of us today. In our lives, you know, we tend to fear things. For example, there are many of those that fear dying from the COVID-19 pandemic. There are many of those that fear that they may lose it all. as means of wealth and financial stability. There are those that fear not having a roof over their head. There are those that fear when they're homeless and they're living in the streets and people walk by and they make fun of them. There are many of those that live in fear. There are many of those that are homeless that has built a nature within themselves to be on guard 24/7, to be aware of their every surroundings. You know, in the last, you know, what David talked about, you know, as far as criticize, we listen. There are many of us that don't like to be criticized. I'm one of them. You know, it tends to bother me a little bit if someone criticizes me for something. And even though I've learned to put those criticisms to rest, sometimes when someone says something, it does challenge me to take a look at myself as if to say, am I missing something here? I mean, why are they talking about me? I mean, is it something good? Is it something bad? But many of us just don't like to be criticized. To criticize means that we're going to be on the attack and we're going to criticize them back. Does it make it right? No. But it does happen because in our human error, we've been known to point the fingers at everyone else but ourselves. Now, so tonight, you know, I want to talk a little bit, you know, in the simple fact of how do we overcome fear, right? The number one thing that stands out to me, and there's three points here. The number one thing is trust. David said, you know, in that psalm, right, in verse 14, I trust in thee. And out of his fear, he cried to God. When God becomes our first priority, our fears dissipate. You know, C.S. Lewis wrote in Reflections on the Psalms, belief in the future life is strong only when God is in the center of our thoughts. Do you want to overcome fear? Trust God. You know, confession. The next point is confession, right? David trusted God and confessed his commitment to God. He said, thou art my God, right? And also in 1 John chapter 4, verses 15, it teaches us whosoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him and he in God. Now, to recover a sense of praise in your confession, praise should be spontaneous and contagious. When you see something of great beauty, you want to tell others about it. I know I do. When I see a rainbow in the sky, I might, after a rainstorm, I'm going to take a picture of it. Or if I'm traveling somewhere and it's a national park, I take the beauty of it all. And then I take a moment to just wonder in the amazement of God's creation, you know, especially the many times that I've gone to the Grand Canyon, you know, or Red Rock Canyon or Valley of Fire. All those are in national parks out west. But I tell you what, when I stand in awe of God's creation, I can't help but wonder, wow, what a beautiful creation it is. Now, the next point is commitment. You know, David discovered a final truth about overcoming fear. He wrote, and this is what he said, my times are in thy hand, right? Literally, David said, our future rests with God. He referred not to eternal life, but to the life cycle of growing up from childhood to adulthood. He implied that we may overcome the fear of living, and he suggested that we may use our fears. When you're afraid, pray, serve, and work. Put your fears to work. Now, I want to leave you with this. You know, one of the things that we live in today, you know, today's parents with young children, we still worry about the future of the world. Now, listen, instead of living in fear, take time to prepare your children for living in the world, right? Ground them in the Word of God. Teach them, right? Too often our fears are only imaginary, right? And some of our enemies are real and others are imagined. But we must face the authentic enemies of sin and secularism, but the enemies we create are ones we must learn to overcome. Now listen, you know, that's it in a nutshell as far as facing life's difficulties. It has everything to do with fear. It has everything to do with death, anguish, and criticism, you know, but yet there's trust, confession, and commitment. When you tie those three things, the latter three, okay, becomes much more to deal with. You know, dealing with death and anguish and criticism, when we begin to trust God and confess to God, right, and make a commitment to God, right, as far as putting our lives in His hands, things begin to happen. Now, listen, I really am always thankful when I do a series. And you know, when I want the word to go forth, listen, what I do here, guys, is from my heart. And all glory goes to God. It has no bearing on me. However, there are some things in the ministry that I would like to do for those that are in need. And if you would just take a chance to maybe become a partner in this ministry by sponsoring it, by subscribing to the podcast ministry, that would be a blessing in itself. Amen. So listen, may God bless you. I'm going to pray, all right, as we draw this thing to a close. You know, there was some great stuff that I talked about. You know, how the Lord is our light and our salvation, and God our refuge and our strength, being thankful when the going gets tough. There are many things that I talked about, but there's many things I want to leave you with. But the main thing is this: when you're facing life's difficulties or facing difficulties in life, right? The one of the things that we need to understand is this, you know, just put your trust in God's hands. You know, going back to David, you know, when he talked about, again, my times are in your hands, David was expressing his belief that all of life's circumstances are under God's control. And knowing that God loves and cares for us enables us to keep steady in our faith regardless of our circumstances. It keeps us from sinning foolishly by taking matters into our own hands or resenting God's timetable. Listen, you know, just put your trust in God, and that's all you need. If you put your trust in Him, you know, I guarantee that your dynamics will begin to change. And those difficult things that we face in life every single day, when you put God at the forefront and put Him first, it makes all those things easier to deal with. It makes walking and talking a lot easier. It makes our every fabric of our being worth the living, because we have God at work in our lives. The Holy Spirit is working in our lives. And I tell you this, when you're facing life's difficulty, just ask God to work with you and watch God bless you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God. Father God, as always, I thank you, Lord God, for the simple fact that no matter what, you always see fit to work in me or to remove me so that the Holy Spirit could have its way in ministering to your people. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, for the simple fact that you give us a word in how we face difficulties in life. And I'm pretty sure that you could elaborate even more. But sometimes there's a beginning, and sometimes there's an ending, Father. And as you bring this particular series to close, I pray, Lord God, that everybody under the sound of my breath would be blessed in immeasurable ways, Father God, and that you would walk with them and talk with them and work through them in every area of their lives when they're facing difficulties in life on a regular basis. Help them to put their trust in you. Bless the leaders of this nation, Father God. Your hand is always in everything. Father, I pray for those that have experienced being exposed to the pandemic, the virus, the whatever you want to call it, Lord God. I pray a hedge protection around us as your children as we move forward, Father God. May people use great wisdom, Lord God, as to what to do. But Lord God, most importantly, may your hand always be leading us and guiding us in every area of our lives. For it is in Jesus' name we pray. I pray. Amen, Father, amen, Son, and amen, Holy Ghost. Listen, thank you for joining me tonight on another episode of Soldiers of the Lights Ministries, Life's Lessons in Christ. Have a good night. God bless you. And I'll see you next time with a word from our Heavenly Father. Take care. God bless.